You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have had no shortage of fantastic guests since election night. We had last week Greg Johnson of Countercurrents, Jason Kuna, Mr. No White Guilt himself, and then, of course, the legend, Sam Dixon. Tonight, you've already heard from Nick Griffin, former member of European Parliament, Mark Weber, the director of the Institute for Historical Review. Where do you go?
And the mysterious Professor X.
Yeah, Professor X called in as well. And I tell you what, I mean, he stole the show in some way.
Well, I'm telling you, man, we've got the best discussion of all the issues I think I've heard on any radio show.
Well, and to your point, Keith, of that, and you said that during one of the breaks, and I appreciate it. I mean, if you're not a homer, it's going to be. But no, I think in all seriousness, no joke, we've done a good job. I think we've done a good job. Where do we go from there? Where do you go from all those guests that I just named? Well, of course, the only place you can go is to Tim Murdoch. After all of that, the popular content creator, Tim Murdoch. You go at the top of my Twitter feed, the top of our website. You can link over to Tim's website, get all of that content he produces. Well, Tim lives in the Wolverine state of Michigan, which is one of the places where voter allegations of voter fraud are being levied by the Trump campaign. And we toss it over to Tim now to help us understand more about that. Tim, how are you? Thank you for being with us.
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Hopefully I'm coming in okay, loud and clear. I'm doing great.
You are loud and clear, and a live wire at that. So, Tim, we have looked at this a lot of different angles, a lot of different guests over the last 2 weeks since the election, but we haven't really got into the details of the allegations that are being made, especially in places like Michigan, Pennsylvania a little bit, Michigan not so much at all. What do you know?
What I know is, on the election night, okay, we have six battleground states run by Democratic governors, one of them Michigan. Now, Michigan, of course, is always called a blue state. That is somewhat of a misnomer in so much as the whole entire state's red with one blue city, Detroit, with a couple little exceptions, basically.
Isn't that interesting?
In other words, the legislature.
That's why it is everywhere.
Yeah, it is. It's everywhere but some places on the East Coast and West Coast. We basically, if you look at red state versus blue state, that's a misnomer. You got to look at red districts versus blue districts. And then, of course, you know, the whole country is red. And Michigan is one of those places. Now, Michigan has a legislature that is all Republican, very conservative, and it has a very brutally conservative Supreme Court. So conservative that our governor, New World Order Gretchen Whitmer, who tries to be one of these self-styled COVID-19 up your tail. Basically, they smacked her silly, took all her particular laws away from her. She had it to where you couldn't get paint during the lockdown, you couldn't get seeds to grow vegetables during the lockdown, and they basically neutered her. They totally neutered her, or spaded her, I guess you should say. They spaded her and made her impotent, basically. Now, she has an attorney general, Dana Nessel, who's running things. Now, Dana Nessel is a nice lesbian Jewish lady, and she's real nice, let me tell you. And she's been going wild.
Sounds
over
great.
These allocations. Yeah, and exactly. And she basically is sending cease and desist orders to journalists demanding he erase his Detroit leaks videos. And what happens in Detroit is this. There's a place called the Cobo Center, Cobo Hall. People have heard of that. Well, it's now called the TCF Center. It's sponsored by TCF. I guess that's a bank that's sponsoring them. And on election night, they gather anywhere from several thousand up towards of 10,000 a couple weeks ago to count votes, okay? Because everything in Michigan, the vast majority of everything is ballot. And so what happened at the pause, 3:30 a.m., is, well, you have two things. Let's go back to 2016 during the recount. There was a classic Detroit scenario in 2016 where they went to do a recount and thousands of votes are missing. Why? Because someone sitting in the middle of Detroit taking a ballot, running it through five times. So if you go to do a recount, all those ballots are missing. So instead of, 1,000 ballots, instead of having 5,000 ballots, you only have 1,000. Well, that becomes a huge problem for Wayne County. Now, Detroit, obviously, to Wayne County. And what happened that night at 3:30, and let's give a Michigan former state senator witness. This is former state senator Pat Kulbeck, pretty respectable guy, definitely not someone that's going to lie. He's given depositions, I believe depositions, formal depositions, and he's on video talking about what he saw. Now, what was going on is they were bringing food back to about the 10,000 people counting votes, and most of this stuff is outsourced through independent companies and stuff like that, and volunteers, independent companies. And so you got validators and all kinds of different things. I've never been there during voting. I just know the basic scenario because I've watched enough videos and seen enough shenanigans. Now, what happened at 3:30 at the pause is there were white trucks. These white trucks were supposed to be delivering food all night. Well, they were delivering ballots. And so you had everything from the famous Ferrari and the Chrysler 300. Then you had the white vans. They're supposed to be delivering food. And they basically started dumping ballots. Now, the ballots were not Democratic straight tickets. All right. They were simple paper ballots with Biden stamped on it. Most of them is what I'm led to believe. Now, of course, and what the witness, one of the senators witnessed is 61 boxes. Now, each one of these boxes has thousands of them. So now who had these ballots? Who were these ballots from? Were they from dead people? Were they from live? We don't know. No one knows. And this is like Detroit shenanigans times infinity. And that's what happened, and that's what the subject of the fight is. Now, there's lots of litigation going over that. One of the challenges with this is even in somewhere like Michigan where you could get through, if you get up to the Supreme Court of Michigan, if they prove it, they're going to throw him out. There's no doubt about that. He's only got 8 days to do that, though. But the challenge is for the establishment, and this would be an interesting scenario that I could actually see, is that the legislature actually gives the Electoral College votes to Donald Trump. That would be a way around the establishment, because even if the Supreme Court of Michigan says, well, all right, let's strike those ballots, the Supreme Court of the United States might do something else. I don't know, because that's establishment right there. So you have these states that are pretty independent. We operate basically, for those foreign listeners, we operate like 50 little independent countries. Each little state has its own election laws, believe it or not. As the world's finding out, each state has its own Senate, Congress, and Supreme Court, and many of these states are red as red can be, like Michigan. And so this is a fascinating scenario. Now, Dana Nessel, the attorney general, she's trying to get these videos taken down. She's going all kinds. She's going wild, basically. She's saying Trump's lawsuits are racist because they insinuate black people in Detroit are corrupt. I can't imagine why anyone would think that.
Yeah, but I was going to ask you about that. That's a systemic racism, I guess we've heard about, the mail-in voting. If you're opposed to mail-in voting, then you're sure enough racist, supporting, and any change in tightening up procedures for mail-in voting is systemic racism.
Well, there are videos of these ballots coming in out of the white trucks. And these videos are basically, they look like garden wagon, or like little wagons that you have for landscaping. They're just full of ballots or full of boxes with ballots in it. And this stuff's all being scrutinized. I don't know exactly how it's going to end up.
Hold on right there. We got another. We could go in 3 hours with any one of the six guests we've had since last week. Tim is no exception. We'll be back.
Conceived in liberty, carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Since election night, we have presented to you, ladies and gentlemen, six of the best guests that I could possibly have handpicked. I mean, every show is a good show here at TPC, but I am particularly pleased with what we have heard over the course of the last 2 weeks of this program and the messages we have been able to present to this listening audience. I want to thank Tim Murdoch for his insight. Follow the White Rabbit, Tim Murdoch. Tim, give us your website and how people can contact you and support your work.
WhiteRabbitRadio.net. We also live stream a couple days a week on DLive, which is DLive.tv/WhiteRabbitRadio. always at the same handle. You can also follow me on Twitter at EuroRabbit. And pretty straightforward stuff.
Yeah, well, and again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that if you go to the top promo tweet that is pinned at my Twitter page right now, you can link over to Tim. Also at our website, top blog post right now, link over to Tim. We want you to be in contact with good people. Now, Tim,
let me ask Tim this. Tim, we've been hearing people say, where is the proof? Where is the beef, you know, of this fraud? It seems like you have tracked down an awful lot of beef, a lot of actual proof of fraud.
There are state senators giving depositions of 61 boxes of phony ballots and stuff like that. Now, what can be proven in time is one thing. I will say this, though. Perception is a big deal, and there are anywhere from 50 to 80 million Americans who believe the election was stolen. And I'd say 90% of everyone around me believe that what happened in Detroit, they stuffed ballots. In other words, the election was skewed 700,000 votes. Toward Biden, which is one of the things is there's a discrepancy between the Biden votes and the state Senate votes or the Democratic state Senate votes. And that reason alone was due to these ballots is what they're saying. Now, what they can prove in time for the courts and for the Supreme Court, that doesn't really matter if the state legislatures are ruling to move. The problem, I guess, that comes down to is that Republicans, what we're counting on is them using power. Now, liberals will use power. Republicans typically will only use power for something gay.
Don't bring a Republican to a knife fight. You know, we mentioned that last week. They're going to have the will to win. There is a constitutionally sanctioned path for Donald Trump to remain in office if he wills it and if his lieutenants back him up. But it's got to happen. It could happen if they want it.
But
they'd rather be beautiful losers, as Sam Francis called them.
Exactly. Now, Revolver.News is echoing you. Now, this is what...
Oh, fantastic website.
This is the new Drudge Report. Revolver.News is saying the law is clear. If an election is stolen, state legislators can restore the will of the people. Now, you win the election not by winning an election, the popular vote. You win by the Electoral College, and the state legislatures nominate the electors. So they could do this. They can make this happen. Will they do it? I would take whatever he can take from the Supreme Court. Now, Alan Dershowitz is saying today the Supreme Court is going to hammer them over Pennsylvania, meaning that could swing. I don't know if it's enough votes, but he can do this.
Well, it's because they defied Alito's order, and I don't think anybody likes to be disrespected.
Well, I mean, we've talked about the punished Supreme Court. There are 6 members on the Supreme Court now that have been
nominated by Republicans.
Well, not just that. I mean, but they've been personally but personally done wrong by Biden or Harris. Here's the thing, Tim. Look, you look at this. You look at the 5 years of incessant psychological conditioning put forth by the media. Trump is evil. Trump is a racist. Trump is a neo-Nazi. Trump is a white supremacist. If you vote for him, you will lose your job. You will be excommunicated from polite society. You are a racist, a white supremacist. It was 5 years of psychological terrorism. 72 million people at least voted for Trump. We can do something with numbers like that, but they've got to be marshaled. They've got to do more than just vote and go home and grouse over their beers and fly their Trump flags. If Trump called them to his assistance, anything could happen. But the question is, what's going to happen, Tim?
Yeah, what's he going to do? Now, supposedly they're working the back channels on this. You see, the Trump and the Republicans, I don't have faith in, but Trump is surrounded by Chabad. Chabad, you know, the Jared Kushner's, what most people don't know is his father is pretty much like a Jewish gangster. He went to jail. He went to jail on white collar crime.
That's why we had criminal justice reform.
Absolutely. So basically, when you look at some of the people around Trump, you're like, these people have no problems with using power. So will they do something like this? I don't know. They're the only ones that could put him up to it in my mind, because he's got, you know, there's no rule. Whoever holds the most land makes the rules. And the red, you know, the red areas hold the most land. So
and also we have the guns down, and we shoot straight.
Yeah, I mean.
Rhetorically speaking, Keith's obviously talking rhetorically.
Yeah.
We shoot straight with our grammar and our linguistics.
He's talking about minefield. He's talking about playing the video games, people. But but at the same time, the facts of the matter is, I don't know if he has the gall or anything that rhymes with to do that. Now, there are reports, you know, he's installing, I'm reading Business Insider. These are dictator moves. Defense officials alarmed as Trump installs more loyalists at the Pentagon. Now, I know that 24 famous CEOs, Fortune 500 CEOs, I forget their names, have wargamed with the famous professor of Trump installing his own electors and swinging the election at the Electoral College and causing a civil war. God forbid something like that would happen. They're wargaming that. So, I mean, I'm amused if it goes that route. We want an outlier. It's within the Constitution. The law is clear. I mean, if the state legislature says this is BS, this was stolen, he gets our electors, there's nothing anyone can do to stop that. And there's nothing the Bushes can do and the Clintons. And that's really what this is about. A vote for Trump was a vote against the establishment and that right. He's not our guy. He's a civic nationalist at best. And
absolutely.
He's got all these, in words of Whitaker, he's a fake president in that regard. He does some interest. When he runs his mouth, he drives them crazy. He's going to drive them crazy out of office because there was no blue wave. This guy has the votes, and Biden's not going to be able to do anything. I mean, they're going to defy his orders en masse. They're going to defy his order, pretty much like Michigan defied the orders of the governor. They just smacked her. Said, sit down. You're not doing anything. You know. And what's funny about Michigan is our Michigan Health and Human Services commandant, I forget the name, is going to serve under Biden. Now, this is the same fool that issued the orders for Thanksgiving, acting like someone was going to listen to him, and not even the state police were following these people's orders, and they were supposed to.
I know what you're talking about.
And literally, the state police, once you get into rural Michigan outside of Detroit, they're like, you don't have to do any of that. We're not enforcing any of that stuff. No way. So what this fool said for Thanksgiving, I'm supposed to eat Thanksgiving dinner with my family with a mask on and pull up the mask in between bites.
I got to be outside. You can't be in the house.
Well, I have read from the USA Today that says, well, for God's sake, let me pull it up. We only have a minute remaining. Let me waste it by fiddling through my phone here. But I've got to find this because I read this and I thought that this had to be a parody. It had to be a parody because it's so ludicrous. Now, let me scroll up. Here it is. Settle for virtual holidays this year, starting with Thanksgiving. The subheadline reads, how much more can 2020 take from us? Unfortunately, to be safe, we should let the pandemic rob us of in-person Thanksgiving feast with loved ones. They want you to have virtual Zoom Thanksgivings and Christmases. Folks, do not unravel the tie that binds, which is family, which is community, which is being with your loved ones and being with your people.
Right,
and
go to church.
Race. And look, I mean, I thought that was an Onion headline. That was the USA Today. This is Biden. This is Biden's America. Folks, you have got to fight it. You've got to try to stop it. We better hope that Trump pulls a rabbit out of the hat and that he wills himself
into it. You need to get behind
it. Tim, seconds remaining. Who's president on Valentine's Day?
I have a feeling Biden, but I'm hoping for an outlier.
Hey, I said before.
Trump's
between the heart and the mind. It's a battle between the heart and the mind.
Yeah, Trump's Israeli town's getting run over like a Palestinian village right now. He needs to do something.
Well, the Lord works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. Let's sit back and...
I called Trump, Tim Murdoch. I was right on the call, but the election was stolen. What are you going to do?
That's what I'm sticking
exactly.
with. Thank you, Tim.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thousands of President Donald Trump supporters descended on Washington, D.C. Saturday to march in support of the president's efforts to challenge the election results. Three separate events converged on Freedom Plaza, where thousands then marched to the Supreme Court. This protester told CNN what she believes the crowds were trying to achieve.
It means that we want all of the votes audited and recounted, and all of these swing states that stopped counting at midnight and mysteriously and miraculously came up with thousands of new votes for Biden the next day, and some of them are still counting, and we're saying we want...
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on...
Police say the demonstration was mostly peaceful, with only a few arrests having been made. President Trump did drive by the event in his motorcade, briefly waving to the assembled crowd. USA Radio News has not called the election for either candidate, waiting for all recounts and legal challenges to be completed. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Another tropical storm is churning in the Caribbean Sea, and it could take aim at areas hard hit last week by Hurricane Eta. Tropical storm Iota formed Friday and is expected to strengthen into a hurricane before approaching Nicaragua and Honduras, bringing strong winds and torrential rains to an area already trying to recover from damage and flooding from Eta. Hurricane watches are in effect for most of the eastern coasts of both Honduras and Nicaragua. The storm is expected to make landfall Monday evening. Nevada's governor is in quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19. Governor Steve Sisolak said on Twitter Friday that he'd tested positive and was awaiting confirmation. Nevada is seeing a rapid increase in cases, reporting more than 2,250 new cases on Saturday. The U.S. added more than 184,000 confirmed cases Friday, pushing the seven-day average to more than 150,000 for the first time. 35 states have issued mandates requiring mask wearing in public in attempts to slow the spread of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I got a job, but it ain't nearly enough. A $20,000 pickup truck belongs to me in the bank. Some fun top man from my ranch. I left the service, got a GI loan. I got married by myself at home. Now I hang around this one house town, do the best I can. It's getting tough, just my luck. I was born in the land of plenty, now there ain't enough. Getting cold.
Good old boy getting tough. Well, we found one up in Chicago, of all places. It's Jack Ryan. He's back. So, you know, Jack wanted to take a couple of weeks off, lay low, get down to the bunker until the election peeled away. And now he's back. And
you seen your shadow?
He's back. And, Jack, what was election night in Chicago like? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I mean, election night in Chicago.
Night of the Living Dead.
I've lived two-thirds of my life here in Chicago, and Chicago has been dominated by a corrupt one-party Democrat state longer than communist Cuba has been dominated by one party. So it's like before that. And it used to be the Democratic machine. Okay, it was corrupt. It took over some things, but it did put up some better people, Mayor Daley Sr. and actually Rob Blagojevich. But the machine has gotten bad. It's been taken over by the worst black homosexual lesbian people there. So again, we're talking Dante's Inferno, like different levels of hell that you've got. And you think it can't get worse, but it could always get worse. But I love that song, Steve Earle, Getting Tough. And if our fans, this is one CD I really recommend that you should get, the Essential. Talented Texas and Tennessee, and then he betrayed us and became liberal and a heroin addict and all this crap stuff. But that song is good. Essential
showbiz.
But hey, we're there. You know, these things got it. I'm so good.
I said that showbiz.
Ain't no business like it, is it, Keith?
That's right. There is certainly yeah. Corrupts people.
Well, Jack, did you get to go vote for Trump in Chicago? Do they even allow people to vote for Trump in Chicago?
Well. You know, I don't really want to profess my ones, but I did vote. I think the last 2016, there were 8 people that voted for Trump in my district, and I think maybe there were or there was 6. But I think that they were there, and we did do our stuff. And this time was a little bit lower key. Last in 2016, I was putting banners over Lakeshore Drive. Profound, you know, saying Hillary's a bitch, don't elect a bitch. So somehow it was a little bit more lower key this time, but anyway, I mean, you people in the rest of the United States of America, they've never looked at fake, you know, elections and done ones, but now the Democrats, with all kinds of 1,001 ways to fix an election and do the, and so we've seen that this election was fixed. I'm surprised that Trump did as well as we did.
Why don't
with all
we say to the government
this.
Writ large that they have to spend?
All right, well, keep going.
Yeah, well, I want to say, like, all the people that are against this, I want to list, and I think I'd like John Derbyshire is one of my favorite alternative distant right British expatriates. He listed all the people that were against us in this campaign. On the other side are the Democrats, the FBI, the CIA, the federal bureaucracy. I'm including Harvard and Yale,
and every other college,
all the media, yeah, CBS, NBC, NPR, conservatives, country club, Republicans, and just Dodd. So I'm amazed that we were as competitive as we were.
Well, I'll tell you, yeah. I mean, not only did he met what he did in 2016, he exceeded it, 72 million and counting.
Right.
I guess the question is, how many votes did Biden really get? And hopefully that'll be decided favorably so. But
favorably against him.
Yeah, right. But, Jack, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, we've asked so many guests this over the last course of the last tonight and last week's show. What do you think is going to – how do you think it's all going to play out with regard to the Trump not conceding?
It's just after World War II when the Soviet Red Army overran all of Central and Eastern Europe, and then there was the things that they agreed that they're going to be fair and honest democratic elections in Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Poland, all these places. They're going to be fair and honest elections. I've been there, but no, they're not fair and honest elections. They stole these things. There's 1,001 ways to cheat elections. But my view is our people are way too honest. We're way too fair, and we were moaning and something like that. So this election was definitely stolen, but there's lots of ways that they steal the election. When you can't have a fair election, we have mail-in voting ones. And so my view is that if you have a fair election, the only people that should do a mail-in ballot if they're disabled. Otherwise, other people should have to go to the local polls and present a driver's license or state ID to vote. But what we have in places like Philadelphia, Detroit, or Milwaukee, people that grow up, they go away, and then they go to college and things like that, and they're still registered where their family, they do that, and so they can mail in and things like that. And you see all these ballots where the only box they check are the presidential election, so the rest of it's fixed. But, yeah, it's
Jack, that's that Dominion voting software and whatnot that did a lot of that. But, what you were talking about is that mail-in voting, if you're opposed to it, then you are guilty of supporting systemic racism, according to the left. In other words, you try to tighten up the mail-in voting procedure so that you discourage fraud, and you're attacked as a racist. That's what it's come to in America today. You can't be for honesty in elections without, apparently you are a racist if you want honest elections and fair balloting. I don't think the Founding Fathers even imagined that anyone would vote that wasn't able to show up at a polling place, identify themselves to the satisfaction of the electors or the people at the polling place, and voting. And I don't see any way that, that it's an invitation to fraud, and it's the route of fraud. And I will guarantee you that 9/10 at least, and probably more, of these bogus ballots came from large urban areas like Chicago or Memphis or Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, Detroit, or things like that. Yeah, I've got a lot of criticisms of the Founding Fathers. I feel that they were mouthing off on a lot of stuff, but they did try to set up their positions is they wanted to try to guard against either tyranny or anarchy from below, like the French Revolution, the Reign of Terror, and things like that. So they didn't want to have direct democracy, things that we have. They didn't want the entire world, 30 million illegal aliens voting in our elections, or drug addicts, or drunks, or things like that. But that's what we've got, and it has come down to that. It's really bad, but it's unexpected. It's not unexpected for me. That's one of the reasons that I fled the country. I went to Africa last year because I saw all of this coming, and it's not unexpected. It's bad. It's really, really bad. But we got to be tough, and we have to take the world what it is. We shouldn't be unexpected. I'm shocked to think that in Philadelphia or in Milwaukee or Detroit, Michigan, that they're not doing honest elections. And it's just like for our people to try to be so naive to think that there aren't stuffing ballots and fixing elections. Well, come on. I mean, what do you expect? Do you think that Bob Marley didn't smoke marijuana or something like that? But no, this is the way it is, and it should have been obvious what it is I hope that we'll stand up for it and contest it. But these leftists, these Black Lives Matter and the things, but for my view, the worst people are these terrible traitors on the conservative right, the Mitt Romney, the Paul Ryan, Bush family, and those are the people I really just hate that they went along with this stuff, and they weren't from Harvard and Yale. So this is what happened. We hopeful it, but hey, 100 years ago, my grandfather was a teenager fighting the White Army against the communist Bolsheviks. So that's what we got now, man. We got to do what's best.
All right, we got one more segment with Jack Ryan. He'll be back next. There is a wasp walking across my desk here. Where did a wasp come from?
Not from Chicago.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. Well, as Keith is my witness, you're not going to believe it. There was a wasp right in front of me, right here at the studio. Not one of our white Anglo-Saxon Protestant brothers, but the stinging insect kind. And I captured him and I let him go out the door during the commercial break as long as he promised not to vote for Biden in the recount, which I'm going to take him at his word. But in any event, Keith isn't mic'd up. Keith's coming back in from the lobby as well. But Keith said if he's a real wasp, he'll keep to his word. Keith, you saw the wasp, but you tell him I'm not making that up.
No, it was actually here, and it was barely on life support, like wasps everywhere right now.
A I think it's the cold weather. You know, they get lethargic, just like we get lethargic with the declining birth rates.
He may be reacting to the election results.
All right. Well, anyway, well, maybe he's upset about how he's going to spend the holidays, because here's the thing, Jack. Jack and I were talking on the phone the other day about Thanksgiving. And I said, well, we mentioned this a minute ago with Mark Weber, I think, but now there, or was it Tim Murdoch? for the USA Today is saying you have to do virtual holidays now. You have to Zoom Thanksgiving dinner with your family rather than actually meet together and share that fellowship and that camaraderie, that the ties that bind. And I have seen a commercial here on the local television about how you meet Santa. And Santa, they showed how it's going to be. Santa is in a plate glass cube, and the kids can go up to the cube and paw at the glass and tell him what they want for gifts for Christmas as they speak to him through this little the circle, like you would speak to an inmate. And that's what's going on in the holidays in this year, Jack. I mean, it's the damnedest thing you've ever seen, and I can tell you, if Biden gets in, he's already promised a six-week national lockdown, six-week national mask mandate. You know, you only have a 99.8% chance of surviving the virus if you get it. That's according to the CDC. That's not our numbers. America, Jack, 2020, what a year.
Well, I would just have to say, really, what's worse, the coronavirus or the lib leftist virus, you know, that you're around these things like, and I'd like to be able to kind of some immunity to protect me from my really bad relatives, these leftist academics or something like that. That kind of virus is more dangerous than things. But yeah, this is a extenuation of the war against Christmas, but now they're moving into the war against Thanksgiving because it's a patriotic ones and people are going to get together. So it's horrible. It's terrible. But again, it's not something unexpected. It's not something that's like, oh, we're shocked to think that these cultural Marxists that hate everything about America are attacking Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, well, duh. I mean, there. So our people should just understand the situation and act accordingly. So I just don't think, like, why we're being so upset and surprised that these enemies of our people are attacking.
They never let you alone, though, Jack. It's like in the Civil War, the South.
Yeah.
Southerners were like Greta Garbo. They just wanted to be left alone. But apparently it was so much fun tormenting us and messing with us and our lives that they went to war against us to prevent us from, being left alone. So I don't think that the Biden administration intends to leave us alone if he gets into
the president.
I don't
think they're going to leave us alone, you know, so what? So, like, just... we used to be rebellious and the like, and I like the British Empire. If I was back then, I think I'd have took the British side, but we used to have a sense of rebellion. We had the British, you know, the Boston Tea Party, where people dressed up like Indians and put tea into the water and stuff like that. So I think when you're being oppressed, you should just understand that and be rebellious in a good way, and not whine and cry and say, oh, why are they doing this? Why are they... Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's, they hate us. They want to insult all of our traditions. They want to take down our statues.
They're killjoys.
Desecrate our families in there. But that's the way it is.
You're right, Jack. It's time to quit talking. Look, I'm scrolling through messages I've received from listeners since the show began, and they want me to talk about what's going on in Washington as we speak. You have BLM Antifa thugs running around the street, beating people up. I just retweeted one such video, one of many that I'm looking at right now. You know, Jack, they had the March for Trump in Washington earlier today. Well, the night has given way to BLM and Antifa, and they have completely taken over the streets. I'm looking here right now, a close-up angle of BLM rioters knocking a man unconscious who was leaving the Trump rally in D.C. earlier today. They stole his cell phone while he was on the ground. Look, folks, I got the video. I just retweeted it at James Edwards TPC on Twitter. This is what's going on in our nation's capital. And for as much as we are supporting Trump and his effort to stay in there against Biden and to overcome all the fraud, listen, Mr. President, if you're not going to support middle Americans, working class, middle class, tax-paying people who are in the streets of D.C. tonight
peacefully protesting,
taking beatings for you, then to hell with you. To hell with you, and you can be gone. Jack?
Well, I would just have to say you should know the situation. You should know the political situation. You should know the air temperature. So if it's like, if you're in Arizona in the summer and it's 97 degrees and you're walking around with no sunscreen, if you're some white guy and you got a sunburn, well, you shouldn't be like mouthing off. So like, what the hell did you expect if to go in Washington, D.C.? So I've done lots of street demos and protests, Chicago, anti-Sharia ones. We've got no Sharia in Tennessee. So if you're going to do a protest, you should be prepared for stuff. You shouldn't be walking around.
Well, their big mistake, Jack, is that they expect there to be they expect there to be equality and reciprocity. If Martin Luther King and all these civil rights people can come to Washington, D.C., our national capital, and protest, why shouldn't they be?
Well, here's the thing.
Well, see, that's because we live in a world where the rules are heads I win, tails you lose.
We're getting live updates as we're on the air, even with only 5 minutes left in our three-hour weekly show. Live updates right now. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Rich in Nashville. The Proud Boys are giving them a good fight. So here's what you've got right now in the nation's capital. A stone's throw away from the president's house, the White House. You have BLM and Antifa doing what they've done all year. God knows what they've done all year. This is not new behavior for them. They are attacking and vandalizing and looting and doing what they do. But you have the Proud Boys now fighting back. So you have literally a street fight in the streets of our nation's capital as we speak live on the radio right now. The president out to lunch. I want Trump to win. God knows. I mean, we've talked about it for 2 weeks. But, you know, you should be able to expect at least a modicum of police protection in the nation's capital, no less, from the law and order president, don't you know? This is what's going on right now. This is happening.
His supporters are being beaten up.
His supporters are fighting against the forces of evil, and the president's in the White House, I guess, doing whatever he's doing, but not helping and not sending police. Look, that there's not a police presence in the streets of the nation's capital in view of the White House is ridiculous.
Well, it's bad, but like 25 years ago, Washington, D.C. had a mayor, Marion Barry, that was a crack cocaine-smoking
from Memphis
guy. I mean, it was a slum or something like that. So it's like you shouldn't be surprised about this stuff. So our people have got to be good people, but you can't be naive and think, oh, this can't happen in America. Well, here's what's happening in Chicago. This year we've had 3,700 people shot and 705 murdered. There, we're on track for 750 murders this year, and people say, "Oh, this is America. This can happen." No, it does happen. So we have to be. So our people, we got to be good people, but we got to be a lot tougher, and we got to be more realistic. And you got to know where you are and what's going on. So nothing that's happened in this presidential one has surprised me. That's why I went off to Africa, because I just didn't want to deal with this crap and stuff like that. So our people, we're good people, but we got to be less naive, and we have to be aware of what's going on in our cities, in the media, academia, and things like that. We got to just do a lot better because it's what it is what it is. And so that's what I would say to our people. Let's go forward. Let's be strong and stuff like that. But you shouldn't be surprised about what's happening. Are you surprised? I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised, but I think we have every right to expect equal treatment from the government. If the government is going to protect Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they ought to be protecting pro-Trump protesters. And if they won't do it, bring it out. Let people realize that we have a kangaroo court government here. We have a biased government run by leftists, for leftists, and against our interests.
Yeah, and then there's also the Bush family, the Romney family, the Koch brothers, conservatives, Fox News.
They're part
they're
of the left.
To Tucker Carlson, I think, because he's there.
That's
but
right.
It is what it is, but, you know, we got to be in it.
Thanks for
Hey, Jack, we love you. Great to have you back. You know, normally we have lightheartedness and levity and some comedy. Tonight is still a little bit too serious with everything going on, but it's great to hear from you again. Thank you for being part of our family. We'll talk to you again next week, the last show before Thanksgiving.
Stand back and stand by. Stand
back and stand by. Hey, we'll talk to you next week. For Keith, I'm James. Godspeed, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see what the next week brings.